Dr. Pinsky dictating a mail IME on February 24 regarding John Riley, R-A-I-L-L-Y. John Riley is a 38-year-old male who reports he injured his left hand at work on 8-5-20. Appeared on that occasion it was smashed in the demo trailer gate that was not working properly. But as a result, he believes he injured his left middle finger and hand and went to Cape Regional Emergency Room afterwards. Needed further evaluation, leading to a diagnosis of a broken tip of the finger that was smashed. Brady did not undergo any surgery and completed his course of active care in October 2020. Period. New paragraph. Per his claim petition, Mr. Riley asserted the gate hinge broke on his left hand, causing injury to it. Pre-treatment records show he was seen orthopedically by Dr. Barrett, B-A-R-R-E-T-T, on 8-11-20. Period. He noted Mr. Riley had been to Cape Regional Emergency Room, where x-rays were obtained, common dressings were placed, and the wound was debarded and lavaged. But he was placed on oral antibiotics. Period. Upon exam, he had a small laceration and intradermal abrasion through the palmar aspect of the skin of the distal phalanx of the left third digit. Period. He did have active flexion and extension with no signs of infection. Period. X-rays showed a tuft fracture. Period. He was given a diagnosis of crush injury to the left third digit, for which he was advised on counseling and light exercises. Period. Mr. Riley followed up over the next few weeks. Period. On 8-18-20, x-rays showed no displacement of the small comminuted tuft fracture. Period. The last visit was on 9-15-20, when there was minimally displaced tuft fracture. Period. There was no further consolidation into the adjacent bone. Period. Upon exam, he had 0.5 centimeter away from tip to palm clenched fist, with most of the stiffness at the PIP and a bit more at the DIP. Period. He has good tip-to-tip grip, and the laceration was well healed. Period. He felt able to perform his job well. Period. He's going to continue range of motion on his own at home. Period. Dr. Barrett deemed he had reached maximum medical improvement and discharged him from care at full duty. Period. Physical exam. Extremities upper inspection revealed a marble-sized mass on the dorsal left wrist consistent with a ganglion cyst. There was healed scarring on the left long finger at the distal volar phalanx, consistent with his laceration. Period. There was no swelling, atrophy, or effusions. Period. He asserted there was rotation of the involved finger towards the pinky, but this was similar on the right, but slightly less pronounced. Period. It is unclear if this was due to the distal phalanx or soft tissue changes. Period. Manual muscle testing was 5-5 for resisted left hand grasp, but was otherwise 5-5. Period. The rest of that section is normal except for active palmar flexion of the left long finger was 1 centimeter off the palmar crease. Period. Passively, this could be placed into full flexion. Period. Hands, wrist, elbows normal, cervical normal. And at the beginning of the upper extremities, he wore a sweatshirt and simply rolled his sleeves up. Period. Physical exam. On 8-5-20, John Riley's left hand was crushed in the gate of a dump trailer. Period. He was seen at the emergency room and was attended to and released. Period. He followed up with Dr. Barrett on 8-11-20. Period. He diagnosed a tuft fracture and laceration of the left long finger. Period. Additional conservative care was rendered over the next few weeks, as were serial x-rays. Period. At the visit with Dr. Barrett on 9/15/20, Mr. Riley was discharged to full duty. Period. New paragraph, the current examination found there to be somewhat variable mobility about the involved finger between passive and active range of motion. Period. Left hand grasp was 5-5 compared to 5/5 on the right. Period. Jammer hand dynamometry was more substantially limited on the left than it was on the right. Period. This does not correlate with the strength by manual muscle testing. Period. Provocative maneuvers were negative. Period. New paragraph, there is 3.5% permanent partial disability referable to the statutory second finger. Period. He has been able to return to his former full duty capacity with the insured. Period. End.